Hello friends, welcome to V School. We are on the final chapter of this book and a very interesting chapter on forecasting foreign exchange rates. In the previous chapter, we saw the different factors that can impact the foreign exchange rates. The various factors can be interest rate movements, the economic performance, and so on and so forth. But the point over here is all these factors needs to be used and a large range of information needs to be used for forecasting what would be the foreign exchange rate in the near future. And based on that, one can actually enter into a spot or a forward or a future transactions. So in this chapter, we are going to understand how the foreign exchange rates are forecasted. Forecasting the foreign exchange rates is an art as well as a science. Forecasting interest and exchange rates is a complex affair. That is no doubt on that. But within this complex affair, one has to find its way and find out the best estimate that one makes, and based on that, a forex rate can be entered into. And for that, continuous information and analytical inputs are required. Broadly, interest rate movements are influenced by a complex web of domestic growth requirements, money supply, inflation, expectations, and the internal and external debt of the country. There is no specific list for this. It keeps on changing and more things get added, something gets deleted. But a person, just as we saw, a dealer has to be well versed into the latest and the current happenings in the world, and based on that, a correct estimate could be made. Exchange rates, on the other hand, depend on the interest rates, the rates of inflation, the exchange reserves, the external trade and government policies, among other things. Forecasting future movements of the foreign exchange market, and this is more an art than a science. So yes, you have the basic information, but within this basic information, one can have a different angle to look into, and hence this makes more of an art than of a science. And friends, for this purpose, the artist makes use of two basic analyses. One is the fundamental analysis, second is the technical analysis. And both these analyses are very useful for forecasting the foreign exchange rate movements. So let's see this one by one. First, the fundamental analysis. Fundamental analysis requires a detailed examination of macroeconomic variables, unlike the technical analysis, which largely focuses on the rate movements. The fundamental analysis assumption is that the exchange rate is related to the economic performance, whereas the technical analyst believes everything is inbuilt into the rate. Additionally, in fundamental analysis, measurable changes in specific macro performance variables are assumed to lead or precede the changes in the exchange rate. If the economy is growing and the incomes are rising, there will be a demand for imports. The resultant trade deficit may produce selling pressure on the currency. Higher levels of economic activity may also add to inflationary pressures, and higher inflation will also tend to depress the exchange rates. There can be different models that can be constructed based on the different macroeconomic situations in the country. Models can be constructed using variables such as the economic growth, inflation, employment rates, and the likes. Models will also be using a series of detailed economic factors to forecast the aggregate variables such as the economic growth and the inflation. One among such models is the econometric models. What economic model do? Econometric models use the regression analysis, and the skill is in choosing the independent or explanatory variables to include the transformation required. The traditional test is to see whether the model as specified using the historical data will explain the historical rate movements. The sensitivity of the exchange rate to each of the independent variables can be assessed, and more recent values or the explanatory variables are used, and an exchange rate is forecasted with the help of the econometric models. There is another approach, like views a currency as an investment vehicle or a store of value. It submits that currency strength is associated with a higher rate of economic growth. High growth economies have good investment opportunities. Capital is scarce and real interest rates are high. Consequently, investor will invest by purchasing currency, thus providing the upward price. There can be fundamental analysis without mathematical models. This is how foreign exchange rate movements are usually forecasted. The basis is logical deduction. How do people feel foreign exchange rates will move? And this is based on experience by sifting the economic data and intuitions. And that is why the fundamental analysis in foreign exchange becomes very critical, because it is based on the logical deductions. Each indicator can affect the currency in a different way. The strength of the indicators must be reviewed, including how they are likely to move in the future, to determine and conclude whether the currency is likely to strengthen or weaken. The economic indicators that cause concern regarding the currency are downgrading of the country's credit rating. Obviously, it will pull down the currency value. Widening trade balance, another important reason for pulling down the currency value. Falling foreign exchange reserves, increasing balance of payments, lower export, increasing imports, all this can pull down the currency value. The economic indicators that cause concerns regarding currency are large debt servicing requirements, large capital outflows, heavy intervention by the central bank, declining interest rates, political carriage, wars, all this can cause pulling down of the currency value. However, optimism in the currency can happen when the country credit rating is upgraded, the trade surplus increase, the foreign exchange reserves increase, exports increase, imports decrease, outflow of capital are lower, foreign investments increase, large corporate deals happen, and peace and stability exist in the country. So all these factors contribute to the optimism and obviously appreciation of the currency. So friends, having understood this fundamental analysis, which is based largely on the macroeconomic factors, exactly opposite is the technical analysis. In technical analysis, the currency movements are predicted and forecasted. And this is done by two methods. The first one is the charting method. The second one is the trend analysis. In the charting method, the charting examines the history of price and volume movements to discover the patterns of movements that will be repeated in the future. And once you understand to follow the patterns, understand the trends, you can make a quick decision of whether the currency value is going to go up or going down. In case of the trend analysis, it's a mathematical analysis of the historical price and the volume data in an attempt to determine the underlying trends. There is a famous assumption in technical analysis, history repeats itself. Technically, it's based on the premise that all things being equal, history repeats itself. It assumes that all the relevant information about the future price movements is already in the price, and so only the price and the volume movements needs to be considered. Technical analysis does not deal with the actual causes of market movements like done in the fundamental analysis. It purely focuses on the price and the volume movements because it feels that everything is loaded in the price, and thus if one follows the price and the pattern it shows, one is able to predict what is going to be the future rate movements. Technical analysis is based on certain assumptions. Number one, all relevant issues that affect the values are reflected in the price. The price moves in three directions, the upward, the downward, and the sideways. And the third and the common assumption is history repeats itself, all factors being the same. So once you are able to spot these patterns and the trends, you can actually understand and predict what is going to happen in the future based on the patterns that are shown in the future. Technical analysis involves documenting the price movements, how over a period of time, and then analyzing them to detect the patterns. And once a pattern has been detected, it involves using this pattern to predict the future price movements. The analysis works on three components: volume, the open interest, and the price. Of this, price is the most important. And let us understand each one of this so that one is able to do the technical analysis using these three basic components. First, the volume. The volume is used to determine the underlying strength of the related movements in price. An improving market will normally show more volumes during the price advances, then on the declines. A falling market will have the heaviest volumes declines as additional selling occurs. So one can easily understand based on the volumes what the market is heading to. High volume when the market is moving in the direction of the long-term trend indicates the trend will be sustained as more and more people are interested in that particular asset. However, one must be careful of very high volumes as it may indicate an end of the trend. And if you land up after the trend, you would be the loser. So this analysis has to be very correct. Your forecasting has to be correct. Only then you can benefit by looking at such trends. Next important component of technical analysis is the open interest. What do you mean by open interest? Open interest is the total number of open contracts. In a stable market, open interest increases can signify growing disagreement between the buyers and sellers about the future price direction. In an upward market, buyers buy on the belief that the trend will continue. When the positions begin to get unwound, open interest declines and the market will fall. Another indicator is whether open interest positions are rolled or swapped to later months. It shows traders want to keep their open positions as they expect the prices to move in their favor. If the positions are not swapped, it shows that the traders would like to unwind the positions. So friends, with this we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. Markets move on account of a plethora of reasons. Interest rates, economic factors, political reasons, movements of money, sentiments, and other causes. However, a forecasting can be done with an art of looking at this information and arriving at a conclusion. Forecasting, the conclusion arrived at, the stand taken should be based on all these factors taken together, and one gets better into forecasting with more experience. So one can use both the fundamental and technical analysis based on what one expertise is and make the right choice in making its investments. Fundamental and technical analysis should be considered together and one should not be used to the exclusion of the other, because the more the merrier. Brainstorming and discussions with other players are excellent tools in forming an opinion, because sometimes you might miss out on some important points which you can gather when you discuss and brainstorm with others. Finally, it's your hard-earned money, and if you come at a precise forecasting, you will reap the benefits out of it. Markets move minute to minute. Read widely relevant reports on the economy, political happenings, international news and journals. That will make you updated about the market and it's happening around the world. Speak to traders, dealers in the banks and financial institutions, businessmen, exporters, importers, others, because they are the experts. They are dealing within day in, day out. You might take an offbeat decision of investing once in a while, but it's always better to speak to traders and dealers in financial institutions who can guide you and you can take advice before making any heavy investments. Write down the findings and opinions in order to sift through the data to arrive at a meaningful conclusion, because documenting your information, relating your information, deriving meaning out of information is an art, and you should get more and more expertise into it by proper documentation. Always remember, the market do not behave rationally always. It is not possible to always beat the market. Sometimes you may have profit, sometimes you may have loss. It is impossible to know and anticipate all the factors that will move in the market. However, if you are careful, if you make proper study, if you make proper forecasting, you can definitely gain in the long run. Thank you very much.